Welcome, everybody, to another edition of The Last Christian. My name is J.D. Williams, located here in beautiful East Texas, and joining me, as always, from, real rural, nobody lives there, New York, New York, Mr. David Paxton.
And hey, David, everybody.
We have something special today, and I'm going to let you tell everybody about it.
Well, they have no idea what's about to hit them. So, many of you may know, and you may not know if you're new to me in the show. I am part of a holy nation, and we have a special guest today. His name is Randy Conway, and I originally met Randy because he writes poems, and I made fun of him and told him how bad his poems were, and then we became instant friends, so that was great. In the meantime, this guy is a veritable cornucopia of wisdom and insight when it comes to what it means to be an ambassador for Christ, to live in the world, but not of the world, and to be of his kingdom, of Jesus Christ, because this kingdom is not of this world. So I'm just going to use that as a teaser, because you guys are going to love Randy, and I'll tell you what, c2kreport.com, Randy Conway, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Randy. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, gentlemen. It is my great pleasure to be associated with you and be here on this show with you. Absolutely.
Well, you know, you've got some interesting positions. We talked about it just a little bit before the show started today. David is involved in it. You guys have both gotten me interested in it, but I'm not sold yet. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
You don't understand yet.
the one thing that I want to emphasize here right off the top before we get going, because we're going to be talking about politics, but a different kind of politics. You guys know that I'm not into, I don't try to get involved in everybody's personal political stance, you know, whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent or communist or whatever else you want to be. I don't really talk too much about that, except for the fact that I encourage people to vote for the candidate that best fits the Bible and what the Bible says. So, in other words, I could vote for a Democrat if that Democratic candidate was in line with Scripture. Now, I haven't seen one of those in a long time. I think that's an extinct position. But I could do it if one actually popped up somewhere. So my point here is that these two guys are going to be talking about something that is political, but it's not Democrat, Republican. Okay.
I would say it's anti-political.
Yeah, sort of.
It's like reverse political. We're actually going to pull people out of the system. And, you know, that's, a little bit of a teaser.
Right.
And, yeah, we're of the same mindset as well. Hey, we have to fix the system. Mm-hmm. But we found out that God didn't call us to fix the system. God called us to be part of his system. So, Randy, why don't you kind of like give us a little, roundabout show?
I think that might look like. Yeah, I agree. Randy, I'm just going to put you full screen, okay? And just you are up, okay? And just tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll just go on from there. Go ahead.
Very good. Well, those are interesting comments, and they lead well into what I would like to share with your audience today. And I like that term, David, anti-political. It is both political, because we are part of the kingdom of God, and a kingdom is a monarchy. That's a political system. What I would like to share literally is a biblical foundation of how we are to be living in the time and place where God has placed us right now. You see, we study the word, and we look at the Bible, and we read these scriptures, and we place them in a place in our mind of spiritual concept. So, yeah, that's a great spiritual concept, and in the spirit, I have joined myself to that spirit. And then we come over here, and we live in the real world, completely separated from the very words we read. And we'll start at the back of the book, maybe. And we've all read, if you've read the book of Revelation, where the Bible says, come out of her, my people. And he's speaking of Babylon. And we immediately place that in our mind as a location. It is a landmass or a location or a city. It's a physical place that we're going to come out of. Well, how can I come out of something that I am not living in? How can I move from Dallas, Texas, if I'm not living in Dallas, Texas? I can't come out of Dallas if I'm not in Dallas. So,
well, you know, just to interrupt you for a second here, I don't view it like that. I view it as come out of a system. You know, come out of
very good.
Now that's just me, okay? But obviously, not everybody can live in Babylon, and that's the reason I said it that way. Because you know, you're dealing with people from all over the world, and not everybody is located in one spot. So that's they've got exactly to come right. out of a belief system or world system. I mean, we've all heard one world order and all that kind of,
And it is a world system, Joel, because, and you as a newsman and seeing news from around the world can appreciate the fact of all of the similarities around the world of the same types of things happening. Like you said, the New World Order, you know, Agenda 2030, all of those things that we hear out there, on all the social media. So that is, I appreciate that statement because it is a system and we can come out of a system. Now then, how do we take that from a spiritual concept? I'm going to come out of this belief system to a 3D reality of the world we live in. Well, it's all about registration. You've heard about idea of real estate. It's all about location.
Right.
Well, with this world system, it's registration, because you're registered at birth. If you look on your birth record, it's literally you have a date of birth and a date of registration. They're not the same date. There was a fiction created, at least in this country, and this is pretty much the same around the world. There is a registration that takes place. And they created a fiction that looks like you, has your same name, but it's not you, because God created a flesh and blood that he can redeem. He sent his only son to redeem that flesh and blood. Amen. That fiction is exactly that. It's a fiction. It's a corporation. It's an unincorporated organization. And it is registered into this system. And there's a lot of patriot myth out there. I'll tell you, David and Joel, there's a lot of patriot myth. And there is truth within all of those patriot myths. It's like any good lie has enough truth in it to fool you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're going to get into all this. We are. I promise you. We're going to get into it. One thing that I must do, Randy, because this is a newscast, is I got to give some news. Okay. And that's really the reason for my title today, which is Separating Fact from Fiction, because I believe that I think it's pretty clear right now that the mainstream media is not telling you the truth. And I say that as a member of the U.S. Press Association. I say that based on news that I receive from all over the world, not just the United States. I'm not a part of the conference call that ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and New York Times, and everybody else participates in. I'm not a member of that. I don't do that. And if you think that I'm making that stuff up, we'll just tune from one station to another and see if the same wording isn't used on every one of those. Okay? Because it is exactly the same. They discuss this stuff in advance. Now, that's a fact. Look it up if you don't believe
it. Where I am.
Okay? Now, what I'm showing today is that we've got to separate fact from fiction, and what I'm talking about here primarily is what's going on in Israel right now. Israel was attacked by a group of terrorists. It was a terrorist organization, Hamas. Another terrorist organization, Hezbollah, has joined them. It's not declared as a second front, but it is a second front. There is a third group, the Houthis, which are located in the West Bank. They're also attacking Israel. That is a third front. The fourth front is actually the sea. and Israel will eventually be attacked from the north, south, east, and west. And anyway, I'm getting too far down the line here. Let's listen to this one. This is about the hostage situation going on over there. Listen to this.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. Qatar says a two-day extension of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire has been agreed. It's hoped the continued pause in fighting will allow more hostages to be released. It comes on the fourth and final day when Hamas is expected to set hostages free in return for Israel releasing Palestinians. FSN Sarah Coates reports from Tel Aviv.
The Prime Minister's office put out a statement saying that it has now informed the families of those 11 or so hostages that were due to be released that they potentially will now be released tonight. So this is potentially taking a huge weight off their shoulders. This waiting game, they were saying, was like a roller coaster ride. Now, there were disagreements before over the names on these lists handed over by both Israel and Hamas. Israel said that Hamas was breaking the agreement by splitting up families. This is sending children out without their mothers, while Hamas says that there were six names of Palestinian prisoners who should have been on that list, but weren't.
Okay, so there was a breakdown. It doesn't surprise me at all. There was a breakdown in the hostage release situation between Israel and Hamas, but Hamas figured out real quick that Israel would go back to bombing and go back to blowing them up and going back to searching for them again if they didn't do something. So they went ahead and released hostages. I think they did it willy-nilly, and they didn't allow mothers to take their kids and that type of thing. That's all been worked out now. They're sending them the right way for now. They have extended this by two more days. So the initial was 4 days. A four-day hold, ceasefire, or whatever. Now they've done it for two more. Eventually, they're going to either run out of hostages or they just won't play anymore, and we'll go back to war. I guarantee you that. But we're going to have to wait and see what the U.S. does. The United States is the one that pressured them to do this in the first place, for those of you that don't understand that. All right, let's listen to this. This is what I call misleading mainstream news. Listen to this.
A man has appeared in court following the shooting of three Palestinian college students in the U.S. state of Vermont. Suspect Jason J. Eaton was arrested on Saturday and his apartment searched. He's been charged with three counts of second-degree attempted murder and has pleaded not guilty. Ever since, Sally Patterson has more.
Police say three men were shot and wounded on Saturday while walking near the University of Vermont. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed the FBI is investigating the incident. Abed Ayoub from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee says the victims were targeted because they are Palestinian. This comes amid heightened tensions in the U.S. linked to the ongoing war in Israel and Gaza. Last month, a six-year-old boy was killed in the city of Chicago. Police say he was stabbed because he was Muslim. Meanwhile, the FBI warns anti-Semitism is reaching historic levels in America, with 60% of all religious-based hate crimes targeting Jewish people. Sally Patterson, New York.
So there's about 10 seconds of that report that were about anti-Semitism, and the rest of it was, oh, poor little. They're getting picked on because they attacked Israel. And I'm sorry, but again, as a member of the U.S. Press Association, I've got to say this. The mainstream media is leaning very hard to the left. They want you to take the Palestinian position. They support the Palestinians, and they do not support Israel. And if they could prevent the United States from spending another penny in Israel, they would. Look only to the United States Congress and see that they are refusing to vote for Israeli aid without tying it to the Ukrainian losing position and giving them aid too. Again, if you don't believe any of that, look it up for yourself. Get away from the mainstream media. Open your mind to other areas. Go seek out some real news or stick with us right here on Last Christian, and I promise you that we'll give you the real report. Now, the last one, Randy, you'll be happy to hear that. This is the last report on this stuff, but it's important. And this is, I want y'all to listen to this, and then I'll tell you exactly what it's all about. Listen to this.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the future of politics in the Netherlands, following the shock win in the country's elections last week by far-right leader Geert Wilders. His Freedom Party captured 37 seats in the country's parliament, more than any other, but he doesn't have enough lawmakers to govern without going into a coalition, and talks are underway to see whether he'll be able to form a government. His far-right views may make that complicated. According to Dennis McShane, a former British government minister of state for Europe who writes extensively on the continent's affairs.
The man is an out-and-out racist. He talks about Islam as a religion that wants to dominate the world, take it over completely and drive everybody out. He's anti-Brussels. He got about 25% of the vote, so 3 out of 4 Dutch voters said no thanks to him. It's one of the wonders of proportional representation. You end up with an extraordinary number of parties. I really would urge people to wait and see what kind of government he could form.
Wilders insists that he will end up being the next Dutch Prime Minister, but he'll need to strike a deal with at least 2 other parties to make that happen, and already caretaker Prime Minister Mark Rutte of the Conservative VVD and the leader of a centrist party, the NSC, are both ruling out working with Wilders, calling his positions too extreme. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Yeah, if you believe in the Bible and you're conservative, you're too extreme. End of story. I mean, that's the way the mainstream media looks at it. So what I wanted to do, and I went a little bit further than this, you know, is racism. It's what he was talking about. He was talking about racism, okay? How he gets racism into this, I'm not really sure, but he had to use it because that's their go-to, right? Racism or Caucasianism. I just made up a new word. Caucasianism. You know, it's a Bible, Christian, anything like that is automatic. So I went and looked up this guy, Dennis McShane. Here's what they didn't tell you. Dennis McShane, he was born as Joseph Dennis Machakakikov on the 21st of May, 1948. He is a British former politician, author, commentator, and a convicted criminal who served as Minister of State for Europe from 2002 to 2005. He joined the Labour Party in 1970 and has held most party offices. And he was convicted of fraud and thrown out. Okay, but he gets all the credibility now, and he's going on there and he's teaching us and talking to us and telling us about racism. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't believe it. I don't believe I'm going to pay Mr. Dennis McShane, or whatever he wants to call himself this week, a bit of opinion because he is a convicted felon. End of story. Okay. Either one of you guys want to comment on that before we move on?
Yeah. This is precisely why we have the C2K report, because we know the Babylonian systems everywhere in the world are just corrupt from the core. Because, like Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, and he is the father of lies. Randy?
Absolutely. In fact, that's the same thing that went through my mind, David, as I listen to those news reports, and I hear you talking about the talking heads and the mainstream media and the conference call and the agreements that they come to before they deliver you the news. It's part of the programming, part of the indoctrination.
Right.
And what you did with those is literally verify the fact that this is a Babylonian system, because what did all of those reports have in common? There was division, division, division.
Right.
There is division. There was racial division. There was religious division. In fact, in Israel, you're talking about anti-Semitism and the religious division there. And you said something in as you started talking about the mainstream media, that they work things out. Well, don't think that this Babylonian system doesn't work things out before the fact. What you see on your news feed, by the time you see it, has already been worked out in an agreement somewhere before, and it's been that way for a very, very long time. And, of course, the Netherlands is a place that's been captured for a long time. It's great to see something moving towards a more conservative move there. But again, what did we have? Right and left. Mm-hmm. Right wing, left wing. Right wing, left wing. Well, that's just a wing nut, and both sides, the right wing and the left wing, are both at the same nut.
I tell people all the time, you know, don't vote for a Democrat because you're voting for a Democrat. Don't vote for a Republican because you're voting for a Republican, because both of them are going to disappoint you in the end. Both of them.
Exactly.
I promise you that.
So we've got all these divisions, and you talked about there was one article about the shooting. It gets into what I told you earlier, you know, when we had a bit of a conversation before the show about programming. We have religious programming, political programming, mm-hmm. racial programming, sexual programming. Everything is done to make us think in a certain manner, to think this is the norm. And so that when those talking heads get on and spout and parrot, let me say it that way, and parrot their right. reports, we're accepting it in the manner to which we've been programmed to accept. But what you did was verify that Babylon is a system. You're registered into that system, and we can, in a 3D reality, come out of Babylon according to the scripture. We can get unregistered from it. But that's just the beginning of the journey, because there's many, many teachers out there that teach the same thing that David's teaching on CTK Report East, the same thing that I'm talking about on C2K Report, the main broadcast. And it's not that everything they teach is wrong. They don't bring you to a solution. They don't bring you to a place that is unity. And the only unifying force in all of this world is the person of Jesus Christ. Right. In fact, he Amen. Prayed to his Father that we would be one as he and the Father are one. Everything else is left, right, division, you know, that we are divided. We have so many denominations within God's realm that we can't even be unified into that. But what we're talking about is a very, very small place where those who believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life can come together, and that there's no way to the Father except through him. And we leave that the priesthood of doctrine and eschatology and political involvement to the head of the house, which is supposed to be a self-governing body here in the United States. And I'm more familiar with that because I was born and raised here in the United States. We hear terms like self-governance and consent of the governed, and I will not comply. Well, you cannot stand on any of those if you are still registered into a system that has literally an administrative right and an administrative duty to administrate what was registered to them. So getting unregistered is just the very, very beginning, because we're looking at not one verse in the Bible as being how we're going to now live. We want to look at the entirety of the Word of God. The Word of God says that we are a peculiar people. We're a royal priesthood, and we're a holy nation.
Well, now, we're going to get into that. We are going to get more into what you're talking about, Randy, in the second half of the show today. What I do want to do, though, at this point, is put this up here on screen for everybody. Again, if you happen not to be watching us, but listening on one of our radio stations, but believe me, we love the fact that you guys are tuning in on whatever station that you're listening to us on. But if you would like to see this in video form, you can always go to www.lastchristian.net. That's www.lastchristian.net, and you will be able to find the video feed there. And on the video feed for this particular show, we will find the information that is up on screen now for everybody. Randy Conway Poems at gmail.com is his email address. And I know Randy would love to hear from you. That's Randy Conway Poems at gmail.com altogether. Or you can also go to the website that he is going to be telling us a lot about in the second half of the show. That's www.c2kreport.com altogether. www.c2kreport.com. www.c2kreport.com. Randy, I wanted to get that out in the first half of the show just to give people a teaser as to what we're going to be talking about. And you've already kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit as far as, you know, we're going to get rid of being tied down to government. And I have got. A couple of questions as a 65-year-old guy, okay? that are important to me personally when we're talking about this. But anyway, we'll get into that in the second half of the show. Before we move on, though, I also want to give David a chance to talk about his organization, which is called The Hidden Day. And
I just want to know where that cat got off to.
Okay.
Randy let the cat out of the bag.
Did a cat jump up behind me? Okay, yeah, that figures. Okay, David, there you go. Learn more or contact David at thehiddenday@protonmail.com.
Yep.
You going to say anything about your own stuff? Go ahead. Tell us about
it. Yeah, I thought you were going to go off on it. But yeah, thehiddenday.com, we talk about a lot of these things. First and foremost is the, you know, the kingdom of heaven, and that just ties right in. We have a series on there. Randy and I do a series on Ambassador. We do the C2K report, which stands for the Clash of Two Kingdoms, which is one of Randy's epic poems. And, you know, then there's a few other series that, I do on there too, but it's all, you know, 100% Bible based. And how do we live our life here in the end of this age?
Amen.
Ta-da.
Well, thehiddenday.com, again, all together, thehiddenday.com. And there's a lot of information for you there. So I've given you all a couple of places already to go look. And again, you can find all the information and look at this in video form. Again, if you go to www.lastchristian.net, www.lastchristian.net, and that is, of course, our show page. And you can learn more about the show. And I don't have it up yet, David, but they're going to learn more about you and me and how all this came together at some point there in the future. If you have a radio station, we're already on a bunch of you, okay? And if you would like to add the show, all you got to do is go to www.lastchristian.net. There's a place there, add your show, and you can do that. You can download it, and we make it as easy for you as we possibly can, because we're not here to make money. We're here to provide a message, and that message is the glorious saving message of Jesus Christ. We want everybody to pick up a Bible, learn about the Lord, give their heart to the Lord, and join us on that glorious day that He calls us home, or that we go home, because everybody's going to at some point or another. And believe it or not, you want a home in heaven and not a home in hell. I guarantee you that. And you get to make that choice. God doesn't make it. He invites everybody. You get to make that choice. Okay, guys, that's it for the first half of the show. We'll be back right after the break with the second half of The Last Christian.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. Israel says 12 hostages released by Hamas on Tuesday are now in Israeli territory. They include 10 Israeli females aged between 17 and 84, as well as 2 Thai nationals. It's the 5th day of the ceasefire, with a final day of prisoner swaps expected on Wednesday. It comes as CIA Director William Burns has held meetings in Qatar aimed at freeing more hostages from Gaza. He reportedly met with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts as he steps up efforts to free the remaining Americans held by Hamas. 41 workers trapped for more than 2 weeks following a tunnel collapse in northern India have now been freed by rescuers. Teams managed to drill through boulders to reach the workers who were trapped in a tunnel under the Himalayas. FSN's Shiroshi Mukherjee reports from New Delhi.
It's after a long wait, rescue officials and the families of the workers trapped inside have let out a sigh of relief. The rescue mission initially hit several roadblocks and technical snags, with a lot of the machinery breaking down during the operation. Eventually, over the weekend, officials had to bring in rat miners who drilled through a narrow pipe and helped pull out the workers stuck inside. The men were given food, water, oxygen and medicines through narrow pipes, but it was the creation of an evacuation passage that took time.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley received a boost on Tuesday with the endorsement of the Koch brothers, the first time that their organization has backed a candidate ahead of primary season. FSN's Benji Hire reports.
She's described by AFP Action in its endorsement as someone who can turn the page and win, allowing the American people to move on from the current political era. The Conservative Network claims its internal polling shows the former South Carolina governor and former ambassador to the United Nations is in the best position to defeat Donald Trump in the primaries, despite still trailing the former president as he vies for the Oval Office again.
Amazon has unveiled new chips that are designed to help customers train artificial intelligence models. It follows a similar announcement from Microsoft earlier this month as the race to develop custom silicon chips heats up. FSN's Ira Spitzer reports from Silicon Valley.
At its annual conference in Las Vegas, Amazon's AWS cloud unit announced the new Trainium 2 AI chip as well as the Graviton 4 processor. The company says both chips offer superior performance in the fast-growing market for training the large language models used for generative AI applications. It comes just weeks after Microsoft announced its own AI chip called Maya. Both companies are also partnering with the chipmaker NVIDIA to provide access to its chips, which are currently hard to come by due to high demand.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
And welcome back to the second half of The Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in East Texas. Mr. David Paxton, my co-host, is there in New York City. And then we have Randy Conway. And Randy, my memory is about as long as this little highlighter here, and I can't remember where you said you were from. Where are you at?
I'm down in the Ozarks. In southwest Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, Missouri's a nice state. I'm glad you're in Missouri and not in Oklahoma. Okay. Anyway,
I thought it was Missouri.
Yeah. People that listen to me a lot, they understand exactly what I just said, but because you don't, I'm going to tell you, I went to the University of Texas at Austin, and there's absolutely nothing good about Oklahoma. Period. We have a thing here, and I can't say the whole thing. Okay, I can't say the whole thing, but what I would say is like it is such and such o'clock and Oklahoma still, you get it. Okay, so anyway.
That's right.
All right, now that out of the way, and forgive me if you happen to live in Oklahoma. I'm sure you got, you know, I'm sure there's a few good people there. Maybe. I'll have it. Okay.
Well, I'm in New York City. Come on.
Well, you know, I've had some experiences in New York City too, David. We'll get into that someday. Anyway, what I want to do here at this point is I'm going to start with a question. And Randy, I have already warned you that this is coming in the first half of the show. But I'm going to start with a question. Once you answer that, then if I've got more questions, I'm going to follow them up. If not, I'm going to just turn it over to you and David. Because he is familiar with the organization that you're talking about. He is a member, I guess. I'll let you guys explain it when we get there, okay? But here's my question, okay? I turned 65 years old this year.
Right.
And I understand that what you are talking about is registrations, licensing, whatever you want to call it, to be a citizen, not of the United States of America, but of, what do you call it?
The Holy Nation.
The Holy Nation. Okay. So here's my question. I'm on Social Security. I'm on Medicare. And by the way, Medicare was thrown at me. I didn't sign up for it. It's something you have to have. Okay. They make you take it. Now, but
justified
anyway,
taking it from
anyway, what happens to my Social Security? What happens to my Medicare if I don't, and you're not talking about physically leaving the United States of America, but you're talking about canceling your registration or something. You can explain that a little bit. Don't go into a lot of detail on it yet, because that's the discussion I want you and David to get into. But what happens to my what happens
that.
To my Social Security? What happens to my Medicare? Go with that.
Very good. I'll go with that. Absolutely. We talked about registration. We threw out a little bit about being a holy nation. So this leads right into that, and this will lead on into further discussion in this half of the show. What happens to your Social Security? You have to understand the whole idea of registration is they registered and created a fictitious you. God created you. You're a flesh and blood that God created, and they created this fiction. And you look over here and say, there's a fiction over there. I didn't ask you to create that, but since you did, I don't need you to administrate that. I'm going to bring that fiction into the administration of my house, because my house is a self-governing house. And we understand the term self-governance in these United States. So it's a self-governing house. I am now administrating that fiction by my house. He's unregistered from this system over here that we're calling Babylon, and he's under the administration and care of my house. It does not change the fact at all that that fiction paid into the Social Security system, and he is due all of those benefits that were promised to him from paying into that system. So you do not lose your Social Security. You do not lose your Medicare. If you're military, you do not lose your military benefits. There are none of those that are lost because you did not destroy that fiction. You did not make it some kind of sovereign citizen. You did not kill the fiction. You did not deny that it has a Social Security number and think that's the mark of the beast and you're never going to use it. You have to understand everything is about commerce. Everything is commercial. And we want to take it out of commerce, out of the commercial, and bring that into the private. And in the private, and the self-governing your house literally is a scriptural term, because we all are familiar with the fact that Joshua said, if Baal be God, serve him. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he didn't say, as for me and David's house, or as for me and JD's house, or for me and Simeon's house. He is only governing his house. And those who would think that, oh, you're talking about some kind of sovereign citizen thing. No, there's one sovereign, and it's not me, and it's not you. It is the King who sits at the right hand of the Father, and he literally said it in his word, all power and all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me, and he ascended, and he sits on a throne at the right hand of the Father, and he is King now. And so we can govern under the law of agency. And this is going to be a little bit wild, but the law of agency says that anything an agent does, it is in the eyes of the law the same as if the principal had performed it. So the Bible says we're ambassadors of Christ. The first I read in the first half, where is our nation? Where is our embassy if we're ambassadors? It's not the first fill in the blank church of whatever town, USA. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a couple more. From what you've said, and also from discussions that
can
we had earlier.
Can I just jump in on that, entity bit? I've done a lot of businesses, and I just wanted to add this because this really helps a lot of people. So you can start an LLC, get a different EIN number. You can start a corporation. You can start all these different entities.
Right.
All right, and those entities aren't real people. Right. However. Yeah, they're fictions. That's when we use that term. But you can be the president of each and every one of those. Well, your birth certificate combined with your Social Security number is technically just another legal corporate entity. Mm-hmm. And if you understand it that way, you can say, hey, you know what? I don't want the United States government to own this particular agency anymore. So we show you precisely how to go back, take ownership of that legal entity known as your birth certificate and your Social Security number. Now you are the president of that, and you can make all the administrative decisions. That entity still exists. So that entity is still entitled to everything that comes to that entity, but now you are the real president and you make the decisions.
Okay. And again, I'm going to let you guys talk about this. Don't be surprised if I don't jump in on you. Okay. But I'm going to let you guys talk about it. But one thing that I do want you to touch on anyway, in your as you're speaking, and I'm not saying you got to do this right away, but somewhere while you're going along here, two things that I took notice of: Babylon, and we talked about this a little bit before the show started, that this isn't a physical location. Okay, I want you to kind of explain the Babylon, how that plays into this. The other thing was police. We were talking about it again before the show started. That if you join the nation of Christ, forgive my short memory. Holy nation. Okay. If you join that, if the police pick you up for something, the way that you guys explained it to me before the show started was that eventually they got to turn you over to the Holy Nation. They, mm-hmm. you know, and you're not going to be in the Van Zandt County Jail or something. Okay. But anyway, and maybe I'm misunderstanding even that, but I'm going to let you guys go. And just tell us about this. Randy, in fairness to you, I'm going to go ahead and put this back up on screen again real quick, which is randyconwaypoems@gmail.com, that being your email address, and www.c2kreport.com, all together, www.c2kreport.com. And with that, gentlemen, I am going to basically turn the program over to you guys at this point. And you guys just kind of tell us about it, okay? So however you want to do it, go for it.
Very good. Well, I'll just start in, and David, jump in anytime, because what we're going to do is back up to the beginning. This will answer both of those questions. And before I do that, I would like to say that randyconwaypoems.com is not active right now because this ministry that God has put me in has literally taken all the time that I have during the waking and sleeping hours of my life. So there's no time left. But all of the poetry in video format, which is unlike pretty much anything else out there on YouTube, is still on YouTube, except for the ones that YouTube took down. And they're over on Rumble. And it's just simply Randy Conway Poems on YouTube or Randy Conway Poems on Rumble. And I would encourage you to look at those, share them with your friends, use them in your church as conversation starters or to drive home a point if you're a pastor or a youth pastor. They are up there for your use to utilize as the Holy Spirit leads you. Now then, answer to your question, let's back up to come out of Babylon. That is a scriptural mandate to come out of Babylon, and we said this is not a place you're moving from. This is literally a world system that you're going to unregister from because it's all about registration. So we've unregistered, and I quoted the fact that Paul says that we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, and an holy nation. Well, we understand the peculiar people were different than those who are not followers of Jesus Christ. Royal priesthood has its own understanding, and it goes first to the fact that when you have accepted Jesus Christ, and I said earlier that he is king, he's sitting right now at the right hand of the Father. He is King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, and all power and all authority in heaven and earth were given to him. So that creates a monarchy, a royal monarchy. He is King of Kings. So that's where the royal part of that priesthood comes in. When we are adopted into, Paul says we're given a spirit of adoption, we are grafted in, we become part of his holy nation. We become part of his kingdom. And it literally is a royal position because now we are sons of the king. Sons of the king are vice regents of his kingdom. So we're vice regents of his kingdom. We're vice regents of all creation. It literally is the birthright of humanity that goes back to the Garden of Eden. And the priesthood, when Joshua said, as for me and my house, he literally took on the role of priest over his house. You have that liability, that responsibility to be the priest of your house, to teach in season and out of season, to teach to your children when you're awake and when they're lying down and when they're rising up and they're coming and they're going, to bring them up in the way that which they should go so that when they're old, do not depart from it. You are a priest, so we're a peculiar people. We're different. We're royal because we're adopted in. We're a priesthood because we accept that role. But where is the holy nation? We have looked at these verses and decided there has to be more than a spiritual concept because the Bible also says that all creation is in travail. It's groaning. It's anxiously waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. And I believe since Jesus gave us the Great Commission in Matthew 28, all creation has been waiting and grailing and anxiously waiting for the sons of God to become who they were designed to be, to fulfill their birthright, to be the manifest sons of God. and to bring all creation into the liberty of the sons of God.
Okay, I've got to break in real quick with this. What about where it says in the Bible, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what's God's? I mean, I know I'm not quoting that exactly, but explain that one a little bit.
Okay. You got it, Randy?
Let me finish this thought, and then you take that question on, because I can say all these things, and it's really meaningless unless we understand what I spoke of before, the law of agency. And as ambassadors of Christ, where does our agency come from? It comes from the King of Kings, wherein all authority in heaven and earth exists. All power, all authority are his. As his vice regents, we have that agency. And literally, we have not fulfilled the agency. We have not fulfilled our commission. We have not occupied until he comes. We have not been in the world, but out of the world. And that is where that confusion comes from. Give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's, because we are still in the world. We are not out of here yet.
Right.
So we're in the world. We're not of the world. And if you remember, David, and this should lead you into what you want to say, when Peter was standing at the city hall, or rather the city gates in the word, which is representative of the place of governance, the city hall, and the leaders there at the gate said, Peter, doesn't your master pay the tribute? And he said, well, of course he does. What Peter didn't understand is he just made a verbal agreement. It's a contract. Mm-hmm. He made an agreement. Yes, I'll pay that tribute. He goes back to Jesus, and Jesus sees him coming, and he calls him Simon rather than Peter. And Peter's like, okay, why did I just get called Simon?
Yeah.
Jesus said, tell me, Peter, do the sons of the king pay the tribute? Look it up. It's in, I believe, Luke, maybe Luke 19.
Yeah, I got Matthew 17:24.
Thank you. Luke 19 is the parable of the talents. So he says, do the sons of the king pay the tribute, or do the strangers pay the tribute? And Peter says, well, the strangers. He says, yes, Peter, now you understand. But since you entered into contract, and most versions say so that none are offended, since you entered into contract, go catch this fish, pay your tribute and mine. If you owe a tax, you should pay that tax. But you have to get to a place of understanding that you can come out of that system so that you are not beholden to, you do not owe Caesar anything. And I'll give it to you, David.
Yeah, that's it's clear. It's 100%. And I think what people don't understand is that there are two systems, and that's precisely what Jesus was saying. Hey, show me the coin, right? And what he was saying in my eyes was, which system are you in? Because they had the temple tax. They had a double drachma, and then they had the, you know, all the different, the coins for Caesar, and then they had the coins that were used in the Hebrew world for the temple and whatnot. And they said, well, if you're going to use Caesar's system, then yeah, pay the tribute if you're going to use his system. But you don't have to if you don't want to. That's why he asked, you got the coin? Okay. But if you're using the kingdom of God's system, you don't have to pay their taxes because you're not using Caesar's system. And that's precisely right. He turned around and he, you know, because he was Peter when he went to them, and they tricked him. Hey, doesn't he pay the tax? Yeah. So he did. He entered into a verbal contract. So there's two things there that I noticed. He called him Simon because he went back to his old ways. As opposed to going in, well, hey, I called you Peter. But and Jesus knew it before he even walked in. He opened the door and he said, Simon. It's like, whoa, what happened?
Okay, now this is a really stupid one here, okay? But I'm just following, I'm following along with you guys. This is just stupid. This is stupid.
Yep.
But, okay, I go to Walmart and I buy something. Do I got to pay tax?
Technically, if you're a ministry. Yeah. Yeah, you don't. But real quick, I'm going to finish this and then Randy's going to go. Okay. You'll notice that Jesus did not take it out of his bag. What he did is told Simon to go do what he did before, which is be a fisherman. Okay, if you're going to pay that, great. Go back to what you were doing, pay that tax. And since you talked him into me too, you pay both of our tax with that one coin. And, you know, then come back and we'll talk about this again. Randy.
Okay. Very good. Good. Good job, David. Absolutely. And, you know, I the best way to address this is this way. Okay, we've talked about all these concepts. I want people to know this is a real deal. The Holy Nation of God is a real nation. It has a call center. It has a base. It has a grand jury. It has a council. It has all of the elements of a nation. We just finished a summit of that holy nation. We have 28 states with discussion groups that meet every month. You can go to shopyourfarm.com. It costs you $12 a year to become a member of shopyourfarm.com. And there's a forum there, and you can see where your state meets, when it meets, where it meets, because they're all online meetings on privately owned servers. We are not part of this system. And so it is a real thing. Because we want to take these biblical concepts of coming out of Babylon, being a holy nation, being a royal priesthood, being different than this system, of being ambassadors of Christ. We want to take all of those concepts and bring them into a reality. So what we've done, and you've heard of, David, you've heard of the House of Windsor or the House of Locksley or the House of Rothschild. I am the House of Conway Yoel. My house is a legitimate self-governing apparatus, and this house is foreign to the corporation that provides government services from Washington, D.C. I'm not unpatriotic. I love my country. I am actually back into the original republic that was designed by our forefathers. I am not under the thumb of this corporation. And in my house is a ministry, because the Bible also says, David, that everything we do as unto the Lord. So everything Amen. I do in my house is done under my ministry, which is foreign to, through proper channels, through proper paperwork, through proper instruction. It is foreign to this corporation. So if I want to function that way and go into Walmart and purchase something through my ministry, I can avoid that tax. I don't do that, because sales tax is actually a legitimate constitutional way of supporting government. Whereas some other taxes, and I'm not going to say them on here so we don't get flagged by YouTube, some forms of taxation are not constitutional.
Yeah, and I've heard that many times. I've heard that one. Now, I want to touch on a couple of things here, and you guys keep rolling here, but I want to touch on this real quick. How is this recognized by the United States government? Okay, that's one question.
Why the do other we one, care?
The other, hold on. Let me finish. Okay. The other one rolls right into it. Same thing, really.
Okay.
And that is that the United States government obviously recognized Indian, whatever you call them.
Nations.
Indian nations. Yeah. Like the Comanche Nation or whatever. I mean, you see that. Right. I think they're in Missouri. And I know here in Texas, you know, we've got, there's Apache tribes here. And then, of course, Oklahoma. I hate to mention them again. But anyway, in Oklahoma, they got a lot of these tribes.
A lot of tribes.
Okay. So does this function in that regard? Is it like that? And also, is there a physical location of this, like there is physical locations for the Comanche Nation, Apache Nation, and all that? And I'll leave it at that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. It is similar in that it is a legitimate nation. The physical location is each individual house. David's okay. house in the, and tell him the name of your house, David.
It's the House of Paxton Shalom.
The House of Paxton Shalom. Mine is the House of Conway Yoel. Those houses are literally satellite embassies of the Holy Nation of God and its embassy. That's where the physical locations are. It is individual houses. And as those individual houses come together, it is those people that make up the nation, because the nation is the people, not the landmass. As far as will this government recognize this, you have to realize first, there is no government in the United States. There is a corporation providing government services. There is no de jure government. So does this corporation recognize it? Absolutely, because we, as the sons of God, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, in whom all authority in heaven and earth is given, we can instruct this corporation how the sons of God will interact with it, and we can if we don't have enough time on the show to give all of the legitimate proofs how that's happened over and over and over. Now, the problem is people hear a concept and they reach out and grab at it, but they haven't done everything to complete the circle of protection to protect their house. And if you've only grabbed a part of the idea, you have really put yourself in a place of danger, and you have to understand all of it. That's why there's the C2K Report East, the C2KReport.com. That's why there are states meeting together, because if you come together and say, okay, we have this group in this state, and we're all state nationals, we have our state council, we have our state this, you have to realize many of those literally are defined by U.S. code, and if they've defined it, then it follows into their titles and their statutes and their codes, because they defined it. The Holy Nation of God has actually defined its own terms with its preamble, with all its documents, and there is coming a public declaration probably in the next 8 weeks, maybe the next 10 weeks. There's a lot of things that have to be done. We have a literal call center for the Holy Nation of God that is in training right now. So all those aspects of a nation, as you exemplified the Cherokee Nation or the Osage Nation or the Apache Nation, those tribal nations are legitimate within the Holy Nation of God. The difference is we have agency from the King of Kings.
Okay, now I've got to break in because we're getting down here toward the end of the show. But one thing that you said that interested me a lot was it was embassy. As soon as you say embassy, you know, I mean, I've been to Washington, D.C. I've walked down those streets. I've walked by people's embassies, and you know that if you walk on their property, you're in their country. So I can relate to what you're saying with that, and that begins to make a lot more sense to me. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm still not sold on this concept, okay? I'm just not yet. But that's
it's like building a house without the foundation. That's what we're trying to do here.
The reason I'm not sold on it yet is not because of anything either one of you guys said, but because I always do research. I'm a research nut. Okay. I've got to dig into it. I got to see, you know, is this really legal and all this kind of stuff? And you guys are telling me it is, but I got to do my own research, you know? So
you have to ask yourself this one question. You've asked me questions. You have to ask yourself this one
question.
Yeah, go ahead. Is this legal in whose system? Because everything that the Holy Nation of God is literally based on the law form that is the Word of God. Go back to the Puritan 1620, and the only law form, in fact, the first constitution ever written in the United States was in Hartford, Connecticut, and it was literally states in writing, the only law form is the Word of God. And see, we have gone so far from that, we've been programmed to think that this corporation is a legal system. It is not. It is a corporation providing services, and is it legal has to come down to what does the Word of God say. We're supposed to be a holy nation. We're supposed to set all creation free. We're supposed to come out of Babylon. We're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. We're supposed to occupy until he comes. All right. Of those things are parts of the holy nation.
Well, you know, and I've got no argument for that one, because I can tell you, now, and David knows this, that I don't care what the country or any individual does to me. If I stand up and say, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, they can have at it, because they can't stop what's happened with my life. They can't happen. You know, they can't stop my salvation. I'm saved. I'm going home someday to heaven. And so, you know, I got no problem with going up against authority. Trust me, I've done that a million times in my life. I just want to make sure.
Once you realize they're not even an authority, it gets even easier.
All right, guys, we have come to the end of the show. And, you know, I mean, it went fast. And Randy, you'll have to come back again sometime, and we'll get into even more detail about it. You're a great guest. I'd love to have you back. And I appreciate your time
today. Thank you. I have to be honest with you, JD. We've hit a lot of speed bumps along the way.
Yeah, and I got to go right now. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. We're out of here.
Thanks again for joining us today for The Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.